May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come, let thy bright beams arise, dispel the darkness from our minds, and open all our eyes. Hymn number 27.
Thank you.
We will read two portions. The first, Psalm 115, followed by part of John chapter 3. Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. Praise the Lord. Now, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, commencing to read at verse 14. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon, near to Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
O thou most holy, yet gracious, merciful, one we read of thy loving kindness. And Lord, a sinner, sinners would this night hope in thy mercy. Hope in a precious name, the name of Jesus. Lord, truly, once more we come before our God. Once more, his blessing asked. Lord, we cannot gather around thy holy word. The blessing cannot flow unless thou art there. There am I in the midst. Lord, we would not be left to some form, some habit, some tradition, but we would be blessedly drawn as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Lord, drawn away from the sin that does so easily beset us. Drawn away from our thoughts, our words, our ways. And Lord, we would truly, by faith, know this night a seeking first of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Draw me, we will run after thee. Lord, we are born in sin, shapen in iniquity. But truly, Lord, we would foul to the fountain fly, praying, begging, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Lord, that souls might live this night, that souls might blessedly know this is the way, walk ye in it. For Lord, we would not be unmindful of thy mercies. We would not let them lie forgotten. We would not trample them underfoot. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercies that, Lord, once more we are enabled to gather around thy holy word. We have this precious freedom in our poor, sinful land, still handed down to us. And Lord, we would not despise the day of small things, but Lord, we would come with a humble reverence, come with a humble dependence, and come pray. Sound to my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, truly, standing as dear Jacob of old, not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou hast shown and dost show, Lord, we pray for the dear children. We pray for those brought into thy house. We pray, Lord, for those now in their homes. And Lord, we pray for thy blessing on that may be read to them. And Lord, may it be blessed to dear parents also, and those that have the care and responsibility. Lord, and thou knowest those that long for that fruit. Long, Lord, that thou would so blessedly come in this. Lord, do in thy rich mercy then send that help from above. Send that power from above. And oh, to yet praise him who has done all things well. Hear prayer, dear younger ones, then, as Lord, we look at it naturally, life's pathway stretches before them. But Lord, what a pathway, only thou knowest. We do pray in this evil day and generation. Lord, in this day of many temptations, many things, Lord, oh, do keep them as the very apple of thine eye. Do constantly, daily, hourly, deliver them from all evil. Lead not into temptation. And oh, do hear the prayers. And Lord, lead them, dear parents, dear mothers, fathers in Israel, in this church and people, for this child I prayed. Hear their prayers that the dear younger ones might be kept by the power of God. Lord, and do grant that suitable in life's pathway. Guide them. Provide for them. Lead them in a plain path. Take them by the hand and, Lord, lead them to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and to know that all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, favour them to yet praise him. And, Lord, as we think of those that do bear the burden and heat of the day, some may be very young, some may be older. Lord, do give them that strength, a very present help, wisdom and knowledge. But oh, Guide us, O thou great Jehovah. It is a barren land. It is a waste, howling wilderness. And Lord, the enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And Lord, at times the enemy is very subtle, as that serpent of old. Lord, oh, we do pray. Command it, Lord, get thee behind me, Satan. Command it, Lord, come apart and rest a while. Oh, for a rest from sin. Oh, for a rest from those things that do so easily beset us, surround us, get at us. Lord, faint yet pursuing, and thou knowest that the breeze down our very neck, as it were. But Lord, to know a laying help upon one that is mighty, to know help of God to continue. And Lord, there may be those many fears, the coming days, the coming week or weeks, Lord. Oh, do lift them above it all to know this same Jesus. Then came Jesus. Lord, we do pray that, Lord, thou would be very near, dear older friend. Those that know much in affliction's pathway, those that know many sorrows in the way. Lord, blessedly draw near, go with them. Lord, thou didst promise thy dear servant of old, lo, I'm with you always, in all places whithersoever thou goest. Lord, may they prove it. Help of God then for them also. And Lord, do bind, dear younger ones, older ones, in thy fear and in thy love. Lord, may there be a one in Christ. May there be, Lord, that prevented the old enemy, the separator of the brethren, to come in. Lord, command a peace be still where there are those troubled waters. And Lord, thou knowest those. Lord, thou wilt yet bring in. Lord, didst thou not speak of it? A going out into the highways, hedges, may it be known in this house of prayer. Up and down in the seats, Lord, and may it be known about this house of prayer. For thou didst say that thy house may be filled. Thou didst say, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, we need it greatly in our day, thou knowest. But Lord, Lord, it does. And Lord, we would be blessedly broken down in this. It does lead to one place where thou didst cry in victory. In triumph, it is finished. Lord, it was not in vain. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord, we do pray then. Lord, thy dear people here, younger, older, and those that long, Lord, shall I be found among them when thou for thy saint doth call. Lord, remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. Bless seeking souls. Bless longing souls. May they be finding souls. Lord, we pray, our dear brethren, as we Trust they gather this night and strengthen thy dear servant at home in all his afflictions. And Lord, where thy people gather, up and down our little land, yea, throughout this world, Lord, and those that gather under persecution, Lord, the power of darkness so rules and reigns. Oh, be very near to them. Be very gracious. Pull down the strongholds of Satan then. Lord, bless the peacemakers. Bring men of violence to nothing. We pray for the peace of the city, literally, and to be blessed in it. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, literally, and thy one church. Lord, and we pray for our royal house, younger, older. We pray for our prime minister and our ministers, those in our parliament. Oh, may there be those brought to it, as dear Hezekiah, to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord. Lord, we think of thy word again. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. It is so, Lord, our sin. We're of this land. We're of this nation. But in me is thy help. Lord, we would humbly plead it. We would not come with arrogance in our mouth this night. We pray for strengthening each dear deacon, and may this church and people hold up their arms in prayer and bear one another's burdens and so fulfill thine own precious word. Lord, and we pray thy will may be done in earth as it is in heaven. We join in the prayer for it, Lord, that thou would send none empty away this night. We stand in a solemn place. Oh, but blessed Spirit of truth, come down. Lord, our dear brother is pleading. Lord, may that command go forth this night. Feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. Lord, help us then. And help in the singing of the hymns, in prayer and in praise then. In each cause of truth that may be represented here this night. Lord, help us. And oh, get thee honour and glory. Immortal honours to rest on Jesus' head. Do blessedly prove my life, my portion, my living bread. We ask it. We pray mercy and a blessed washing and covering of all that we ask amiss. In a precious name of Jesus, for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 570. The Lord on high his love proclaims and makes his goodness known to men deserving endless pains. He gave his only Son. 570.
Thank you.
and complete dependence on the Lord for all needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the psalm that we read, Psalm 115 and the first verse. Psalm 115, verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. It's more the first words, the first expression in this psalm, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name, give glory. It has been much laid upon my spirit yesterday and early today, and the Lord knows why. Blessed be his holy name. Is there one here this night? The very stones will cry out if these shall hold their peace. The words of the Lord Jesus, when, as he came into Jerusalem in that very humble way, and they heralded, they blessedly cut down, they spoke, they sang that Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Lord, Master, I can't remember the exact words that the Jews spoke, but oh, command them to be silent. Do you hear what they say? The Lord spoke solemnly, but oh, powerfully and blessedly, that the stones would cry out if these shall hold their peace. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. The psalm is a precious psalm. It's a psalm of praise. And those that deeply searched and understand that in the original context of the word, how these psalms, these songs of praise, these prayers, these hymns of thanksgiving, they speak of this psalm as one of those where, coming up to the Lord's house and led about the Lord's house, and that they sung one to another of the Lord's work, of the Lord's goodness, of the Lord's mercy, and at times there was a very searching and solemn comparison, as in this psalm, with those that are dead in trespasses and in sins, and what they solemnly are left to worship. I'm sure I've told you before of some of the most, to me, solemn words in Scripture spoken when I was, I think, a teenager. The end of one Lord's Day evening, when the Lord solemnly spoke. So I was going up the stairs in that place of the Lord, laughing at the wicked, for he seeth that their day is coming. Blind leaders, the blind, let them alone, both to fall into the ditch. It's a solemn thing, you dear younger ones, older ones, when the Lord speaks, and there is that in triumph spoken of in his word over the wicked, over those where there is that solemn command, let them alone. Oh, pray much, pray for a spirit of prayer. Lord, leave me not alone to die in my sins. Leave me not alone to these heathen, to these that raise up those things. They look good on the outside, silver, gold, whatever it may mean to a sinner this night, whatever it may represent, but the work of men's hands. Nothing of that we tried to speak of this morning. Then came Jesus and that power. And as the dear psalmist is led, blessedly led on, you see, the Lord doesn't leave his people to trust in these things. There is a coming out from among them. Be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, saith the Lord, and I will be a father unto you. So may there be that command, may there be that exhortation this night, sinner, O Israel, trust not in these things, but trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And it's one of those psalms where the dear psalmist is blessedly raised, as it were, higher and higher, and sees the blessing. And in a blessed gospel sense, the blessings in Christ Jesus. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great, you know. As this word came yesterday and I turned up the word, both small and great. Is there one of those small ones this night? One of those that long to say, not unto us, not unto us, O Lord. For to speak the language, it is a humble pathway. The Lord Jesus humbled himself as a son. He learned obedience. And oh, so if the Lord does blessedly lead and blessedly teach, one of those small ones, to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. So, your favored soul. So, see the focus of the psalm. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but, oh, unto thy name. It blessedly begins, and they would be led in their praise, in their thanksgiving, and in their pathway to see those fruits. What of their work? What of their doings? No, none of that. But the Lord's work, the Lord's doings, marvellous in our eyes. These are they. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. The Lord granting a word there, a favour there, to see that fruit. Oh, it may be blessedly sealed to your soul, maybe one of those sweet and precious promises, one of those yeas and amens in Christ Jesus. For we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Now, may the Lord blessedly open this word and make it suitable to one and another this night. May take us by the hand and lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. And I begin, and I trust the Lord has led. Is there an afflicted soul? Is there a soul with, as it were, something hangs over them, dark cloud? Seem to gather, do gather. And there is a coming down. It may be in body, it may be in mind. It will touch even to the very soul. And you fear where the scene will end. You fear the being left to that dreadful sentence then. Ye shall die in your sins. But oh, soul. May the Lord blessedly encourage this night. It's not unto us, it's not unto us, O Lord. It's all in the Lord's hand. The end from the beginning. And fearful saint, discouraged sinner, I think of poor Paul. We touched on that when the Lord began this morning. But I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake. It would be not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. And that poor man, in all the afflictions, all the sorrows of the way, was blessedly led but deeply taught. And he could say, and he was blessedly brought to it, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He besought the Lord thrice that this may depart from him. But what did the Lord say? My grace is sufficient for thee, strength made perfect in weakness. He triumphed in his God. It was not my will, but thine be done in earth as it is in heaven. He was brought down. That he might consider him that endured. He blessedly lifted up. As the Lord had said. Had told that one that not only must he suffer those things for my name's sake, but oh, he would testify before kings. He would testify to the Lord's honour and the Lord's glory. There would be that shone through. Of his Jesus. And now, that name that he despised, that name that he hated, he preached Christ and him crucified. And the Lord, oh, blessed, and the Lord truly, blessedly worked. And there was that fruit. There were those spiritual children. That his name might be honoured and glorified. In thee is my fruit found, our fruit found. Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us. Now, dear burden, afflicted, cast down sinner, these things are for the honour and glory of his great and holy name. And I shall yet praise him who hath done all things well. Some of you, dear younger ones, were not born when his word, I can't remember the text that evening, but I remember there was a dear mother in Israel that spoke to me outside this house of prayer one dark winter's night. What are you in? She was so concerned. I couldn't tell her. I remember the pathway. I remember the trial. But you know, I've testified for years on Zion's walls of that evening. The Lord lifted me right above it all that night. And I triumphed in my Lord. I triumphed in my Jesus. I understood that night what it was, can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And oh, that blessed rock, which is Christ. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. And was it so? Yes, I proved it. I'd no mind looking back over these things. But oh, as the Lord leads, we would blessedly encourage. So, if the Lord blessedly leads into these things of Jesus, if he leads into that opening of his word, the understanding, the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, your soul lives. And Jesus Christ and him crucified is lifted high on that pole of the everlasting gospel. Why, even the dumb shall sing. And the very stones cry out, if these shall hold their peace. Why, then you'll put the crown on his blessed head. And truly, my Jesus, blessedly led. And you wouldn't take back under that blessed sense of that free and sovereign grace, the blessed sense of that mercy. You wouldn't take back anything. Naturally, flesh, sense and reason wouldn't know those deep things, those dark things. Wouldn't know, oh, and each heart does know its own bitterness. It wouldn't know the power of darkness and the temptations of the enemy. But oh, so, when the Lord blessedly leads, when he blessedly teaches, it is not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy and thy truth's sake, this is the way, walk ye in it. Is there then this night that when flesh dislikes the way, but oh, faith approves it well. Now, before we go on, that we read together concerning the testimony of dear John. When they came and when they questioned, he gives a blessed testimony. He must increase, but I must decrease. That's the pathway of a soul made willing in the day of his power. That's a pathway of a soul that, oh, as dear John elsewhere testifies, not worthy to unloose the latchet of his shoes. He, dear John, he could give such a blessed testimony. He was commanded to be that herald, as it were, that one that went before, that one that proclaimed. But he must increase. I must decrease. And oh, returning to as it were, a little place, a humble place, that the Lord may have all the honour, all the glory due to his great and holy name. Do you know it, sinner? Dear John did. Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy, and for thy truth's sake. Now, is there a sinner this night? Is there one that truly knows what it is? Born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Knows what it is left to return as a dog to the vomit, the washed sow to the wallowing in the mire. Knows what sin is. But oh, soul, have you been left there? Is the Lord leading on to blessedly look again toward his holy temple? Is the Lord? Do you find him increasingly precious? You can say with dear Job, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. You see, Job couldn't in of himself. But he had a blessed desire. He had an urgent pressing case. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. Is the going to and fro of one in a garden, when the power of darkness was known. We read in the scripture of truth, even a darkness that may be felt. And that is recorded of those plagues in ancient Egypt. But oh, soul, Gethsemane. Is it a precious place? One going to and fro. One going a little further, we read in the scripture of truth, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It's holy ground, sinner. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. Have you been broken? And those of us that would have known the Lord's command, do this in remembrance of me. Have you been led there? Some dark occasion, some dark night, to consider him that endures. And oh, you would be broken there. Sweet the moments deep in blessing, which before the cross I spend, life and power. Where's it from? The dying sinner's friend. Is that possessed in your own soul. There, you see, this humble pathway, this not unto us, not unto us. Sinner, consider him. Foul to the fountain fly, Gethsemane, Calvary. There's the remedy. There's the not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy name give glory. And oh, it's as a broken sinner. It is as there is a little leading into the truth of it. Indeed, may feel to be so far off. But is it precious, sinner? Is there something so deep, so precious in the things of Jesus? Would you long to say it? Would you long to sing it from your very soul? My soul shall sing. Free and sovereign grace. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. They're precious times, so. And oh, go on to know the Lord. May he blessedly lead on. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Taking up the cross. And following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. It's not your way. It's not my way. It's not the us that is so proclaimed, so prevalent in our day. It's not the work of man. It's not the idols of man. But oh, there is one name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ and him crucified. And as it comes back, in a sense, this word, you know, is there a word to bring back here this night? For we would not be, as the one of those precious hymns, the dear hymn writer, I think it's dear Hart, speaks of it. From bondage and from fear discharged and filled with love to God and man, to cast off every narrow thought and use the freedom Christ has brought, to use this liberty aright and not the grace of God abuse. We always need his hand, his might, lest what he gives us we should lose. Spiritual pride would soon creep in and turn his very grace to sin. You see, it's not our thoughts. It's not what rises in our poor, wretched, sinful hearts. It's not unto us, not unto us. But I was going to speak of that one we solemnly read of in the Acts, where this Herod set a day and was arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them, his throne, the throne of a man. And man's word, man's oration, proclamation. And what did the people then build him up with. The people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a god and not of a man." And solemnly, immediately, the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name. Give glory. May none be left to that solemn pathway. Cast not your pearls before swine, but oh, there is that to the honour and glory of Jesus, and Jesus alone. Perhaps I should bring in here, and again, I'd no thought of speaking of it, but there was a Thanksgiving service, a prayer meeting, and two of the Lord's servants spoke, Mr. Wood, the pastor, that time, and I had recently walked in the Lord's command, and I didn't want to go, shrunk from the fear of man. But the Lord spoke a word with power, and the word was, "Where are the nine?" You remember those 10 lepers were cleansed, and only one returned to give thanks. It's a solemn, searching question in the spirit of truth. Where are the nine? Are you the one this night? Would you? Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. The Lord's work, the Lord's deliverance, that done in souls, and that to his honour and his glory. Come, sinners, and oh, blessedly to be given that, to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. For the Lord found in a waste, howling wilderness, called and chosen and faithful, and the Lord's work every blessed step of the way. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. And so, there is a time of praise, and there is a time of thanksgiving. The dear wise man in the precious word blessedly leads into it when that the Lord blessedly gives. And you ever noticed in those times when the Lord speaks of it, time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, and this is it, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. It's not the other way round. It's a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. As the Lord had mercy on your soul, as the Lord led into those precious truths as it is in Jesus. Do you find his word and eat them? Has the Lord shone light in the darkness? Has he commanded, let there be light, and there was light? Have you been brought to hunger and thirst after righteousness, leaving those things that are behind, and seeking first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness? Faint indeed, yet pursuing, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And as we spoke this morning, dear soul, there is a power there, and there is that is irresistible there. And it's not unto us, it's not unto us, and these things are not of this earth. But they're the precious things of Jesus. And so, there is more. There is a going on to know the Lord. There is then, and I keep coming back to it this night, the very stone shall hold their peace. The very stones will cry out if these shall hold their peace. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and thy truth's sake. Sinner, the Lord knows, and the dear causes of truth represented here this night, and you as a dear church and people, as you come together, come together in worship, come together from time to time in praise and in thanksgiving. Would you be granted that spirit? One in Christ Jesus. It's not the us, but to know Jesus Christ and him crucified. And a blessed sense. For there is a collective, a gathering in praise and thanksgiving. You cannot tell me. I felt it in a particular place of prayer, and I knew it as a boy. They were singing the Lord's song. And may indeed be in a strange land, but they had to take down their harps from the willows. And this boy, this sinner, had a longing to sing that song with them, to know that blessed one in these precious things of Jesus. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. I think, and I must close with this thought, but I think of those on that, as we speak of it, that Emmaus Road, where there were two men, and they walked together. But what a pathway, what a sadness. But one drew near and went with them. It was the dear Lord Jesus, but they didn't know it at that time. But oh, he was known in that that was blessedly spoken. He took them back. O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Their hearts burned within them, as beginning at Moses, he led into the truth as it is in Jesus. His word lived. Their hearts burned within them. And then he was revealed in breaking of bread. Do this in remembrance of me. His broken body, his shed blood. Is your hope there, sinner? Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. The command is, do this in remembrance of me. The language is holy. The language is sacred. And it's the Lord's command. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £780, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there will be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn number 9. Awake, my soul, in joyful lays, and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh how free. Hymn number 9.
Thank you.
hear the prayer sinners have just sung before thee. And bring us to blessedly knowing I dwell among mine own people. Lord, do bless thy word then, abundantly bless it, pure word. And do wash, cleanse all amiss this day. Take us each now under thy kind care, thy mercy, and abide with us, Lord. The day is far spent. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.